In the context of praising the physical beauty of Eretz Yisrael, and then subsequently a warning against taking Hashem for granted, we read the following pasuk: Perches pasuk Yud, V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem alokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach. When you eat and you are satisfied, you shall bless Hashem your God for the good land, of course referring to Eretz Yisrael, that He has given you. And according to the Gemara in Brachos, this is the source of the mitzvah to bench after we have eaten. This pasuk and this mitzvah is a good opportunity for us to consider the general institution of brachos and to try to understand them. After all of the brachos that we say in our daily lives, benching is the only one which is unquestionably and uncontrovertibly a d'oraisa, a Torah obligation. Most brachos are unquestionably rabbinic legislation, and there may even be some which there is a little bit of a debate about. But no, without any doubt, the one that is unquestionably d'oraisa is benching. And therefore, in that sense, it serves as the Torah's paradigm for all brachos. And therefore, it behooves us, in the context of benching, to ask, how do we understand the whole concept of doing anything, whether it's benching or other brachos? What does that mean to bless Hashem, to make a bracha to Hashem? Blessed is God. What does that mean for us to bless Hashem? He's not missing anything. There's nothing that we can give Hashem. What does that mean for a human to bless God? So most Mefarshim who are bothered by these questions basically assume that, in fact, there's nothing we can give or do for God, and therefore they explain the brachos as being for man's benefit. And then each of the commentaries explain, each in their own way, how it benefits us. However, going against the grain, a tremendous chiddush is suggested by Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch in his commentary to the Torah on Parshas Ekev. And he explains that, in fact, man does possess the ability to give things or to do things for God, because God's construct of the world is based on a certain vision and a certain goal for the world, which has to be enacted and fulfilled by human beings, and specifically the Jewish people. And therefore, when we do things that further the vision and values of God, then in fact, on some level, we have done something kavyachol for Him. In that vein, he explains, what is a bracha? A bracha is our verbal declaration. It's a commitment or a promise, a vow to do and to live our lives in the purpose, in the furtherance of Hashem's mission. We are committing to it. We are reminding ourselves of it. One way or the other, the bracha is our verbal commitment in reinforcing those values and the importance of living a life committed to Hashem's mission. In that sense, we are doing something for Hashem, kavyachol, when we make a bracha. After you eat and after you've strengthened yourself, then in recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provided that sustenance, the bracha, the benching, is our way of dedicating all of our being, all of our body that's now been replenished. We're dedicating that to His service, to the service of fulfilling His will on earth. The promise of this dedication of our life to His will is what's expressed with the word, says Rav Hirsch, Baruch. Benching is not merely thanking Hashem for the food, the way we generally assume. Rav Hirsch assumes that it is thanking us, Hashem, for the food, but for Rav Hirsch, that's not the goal of benching, it's the starting point. Given that everything we have comes from Hashem, therefore, in recognition of that, we then go to the next step, and when we bench, we are, to use his words, if I can quote from the English translation, we are stimulating and keeping awake consciousness of all the consequences for the whole conduct and mission of our lives, and that is which is attached to this fact. In other words, attached to the fact that it all comes from Hashem is the next step, which is what benching is, according to Rav Hirsch, our commitment to live a life based on that. Rav Hirsch goes on to explain the three brachos. The first three brachos of benching are the ones that are, according to the Gemara, from the Torah. And therefore, Rav Hirsch explains how each of these three brachos respectively fit into this theory of his that benching is our commitment, our declaration of living a life in furtherance of Hashem's mission. So that first bracha, Hazanas HaKol, which according to the Gemara was instituted, the words specifically in response to receiving the miraculous mun in the desert. Therefore, says Rav Hirsch, each time we have some bread, we are reminding ourselves that every piece every piece of bread, is just as much a divine gift as the man was. And we focus specifically on bread, says Rav Hirsch, to communicate that even the barest necessities of life, like bread, the most basic things, the most staples, could have not have been provided to us without a direct gift and the kindness from Hashem. And therefore, given that we acknowledge that everything, even the most basic things like bread, comes from Hashem, this is a commitment and a solemn promise to dedicate the service of our life to the Zon Es HaKol, to the one who provides everything to us. The next in Sechem Bracha, Al Aretz V'Al HaMazon, says Rav Hirsch, acknowledges the special mission and service of the Jewish people, which is expressed through HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us his special land, Eretz Yisrael. But as was already indicated in the covenant that Hashem made with Abraham Avinu, this special land will be given to the Jewish people, not unconditionally, but rather based on our faithful observance of the Torah. And therefore, says Rav Hirsch, in the second bracha, where we go to the next level, we talk about the specific mission of the Jewish people to help Hashem, we also indicate and we include references to both Bris and Torah, because those are part of the covenant that we made going back to the time of Amram Avinu. Those are part of the stipulations of the conditions. If we want to be worthy of Eretz Yisrael, we need to live a life in accordance with Halacha. So that is the way the second bracha fits in to this theory. And the third and final bracha crescendos with an acknowledgement that our national mission reached its highest and permanent expression with the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and the inauguration of Malchus Beis David as the standard bearer of that mission. While the Beis HaMikdash stood, therefore, we said this bracha as a prayer for the preservation of the Mikdash. And now that the Beis HaMikdash unfortunately is not with us, it is a prayer for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash as the symbol and the highest representation of our mission in the world of furthering God's vision.